WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom for navigating life's crazy roller coaster. I'm Avery Hart, your ever so slightly cynical but ultimately optimistic guide through this thing called existence. Today we're diving into something super important, emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another self-help buzzword, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being touchy-feely or wearing your heart on your sleeve. It's about understanding how emotions work, not just in yourself, but in everyone around you. Think of it as the ultimate superpower for building stronger relationships, making smarter decisions, and generally becoming a more awesome version of yourself. And guess what? Stoicism, that ancient philosophy known for its badass resilience, has some seriously powerful insights on this whole emotional intelligence thing. First up, we've got self-awareness. Ever felt like an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? That's where self-awareness comes in. The Stoics believed in understanding your own emotions, their triggers, and how they impact your thoughts and actions. It's like having a backstage pass to your own mind. No more being ruled by impulsive reactions, you become the conductor of your emotional orchestra. Next, emotional regulation. We all have those moments where our feelings threaten to hijack us, think road rage, public meltdowns, or that epic argument with your partner over who forgot to take out the trash. We've all been there. The Stoics emphasized the power of control. They believed in accepting emotions without letting them control you. It's like learning to surf the waves instead of getting swept away by them. Then there's empathy. This is about stepping into someone else's shoes and truly understanding their perspective, even if it's different from yours. The Stoics valued compassion and recognizing the shared human experience. Remember that saying, walk a mile in their shoes. Yeah, that's basically Stoic empathy in action. Now, let's talk about effective communication. You can't have strong relationships without being able to express yourself clearly and listen actively. The Stoics emphasize honesty, clarity, and respect in all interactions. Think of it like this. Communication is a two-way street, not just a platform for broadcasting your opinions. Finally, self-reflection. This is about taking time to analyze your thoughts, feelings, and actions, basically doing a regular mental checkup. The Stoics believed in journaling, meditation, and quiet contemplation as ways to gain deeper self-awareness. It's like hitting the pause button on life and taking stock of where you are and where you want to go. Ever felt overwhelmed by a work deadline, a looming presentation, or maybe even a text message from that ex who just won't leave you alone? I know I have. But what if there was a way to handle those situations with more grace, composure, and yes, even a little bit of zen-like calm? Let me share a story. Picture this. You're at a networking event, feeling like the awkward wallflower, desperately trying to make conversation while simultaneously avoiding eye contact with anyone who looks remotely intimidating. Suddenly, someone approaches you, radiating confidence and charm. They start asking questions about your work, but you stumble over your words, feel your palms sweating, and realize you're essentially a nervous wreck. Instead of panicking and letting the situation spiral out of control, imagine taking a deep breath, reminding yourself that everyone feels awkward sometimes, and using this as an opportunity to connect with someone new. You could even use some humor to lighten the mood. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Self-awareness, emotional regulation, empathy, effective communication, and self-reflection, they're your secret weapons for conquering those emotional hurdles. By mastering these skills, you'll not only navigate challenging situations with more ease, but also build stronger relationships, make better decisions, and live a more fulfilling life. So, my friends, go out there, embrace the power of emotional intelligence, and rock this thing called life. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share your thoughts on social media. Let's build a community of awesome humans who are unafraid to be their authentic selves, even when things get tough. Until next time, keep those Stoic spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.